Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we all do know what day this is, correct? This is D-Day. We all know it took place on June 6th, 1944, right? We invaded what? Normandy Beach. And when I highlight the fact, this is near and dear to my heart. Here, let me tell you why. Let me just slow my roll. I'll go back one step, okay? When we speak all over the country, we give people the answers to the issues that we face on a daily basis. We also give the answers concerning the young people and the old people alike concerning what is going to bring about the resolve to America's problems. Show them the price. Well, what do you mean, Bradley? Show them the price. Well, when I go out and I speak publicly, regardless if it's in a high school, if it's in a college, if it's at a church, a tea party, when people ask us what is it that we do, what's the message, well, we give it to them in a nutshell version, the best that we can for the time that's allotted. Well, when we speak, we ask the people the question. When I get the opportunity to speak, I ask them the question, how many in this room know their founding documents? Most don't. When I do a high school assembly, most don't. That includes teacher faculty. What do? They respond by chuckling about it. I say to them, if you don't know your rights, God-given, then you don't have any rights. Okay? They're still not taking it to heart yet. Then the next thing I ask them is, how many in this room have had grandpas, dads, uncles, cousins, brothers, friends, neighbors that have served in World War or World Wars or Foreign Wars? All of a sudden, 85 to 87%, you can go up to 90 if you'd like, of the people in the room raise their hand because all of a sudden I just took a spiritual law and brought it onto them. I'm bringing it home to them. Okay? And so I asked them, well, what is it, if you don't know your founding documents, what is it that they did when they went and fought in war? Hopefully it was constitutional, not unconstitutional, more unconstitutional than there is constitutional, for the record. Most don't know. Well, you ask the question, well, what is it that they swear to do before they enter into the military, similar to that of politicians? They swear to uphold the enumerated laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, here at home, so help me God. And folks, what we're talking about today is D-Day, June 6, 1944. And after World War II, we heard much of a grateful nation, the greatest generation, of what they did in sacrificing themselves to give us the freedoms that we have today. I'm speaking in the natural right now, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Okay? Then what I do, the way I'm going to show it to you, and I'm going to do it for you, I'm going to show them the price. But is it a grateful nation that allows the things to take place in its church and in its government today. We were a grateful nation back then because we seen the price paid on June 6, 1944, but have Americans forgotten? Yes, apparently they have. Because they wouldn't tolerate the things that they tolerate today if they were a grateful nation. Now, the way that you bring about resolve concerning the issues of the day is show men the price paid for their freedoms, period. Not difficult, not hard. And the reason I'm bringing this up again, friends, is because as I look at the newsreels right now on social media platforms, what do I see? I see corruption being exposed. I see people going after that of Biden for his treasonous acts, for his unlawfulness. Isn't it interesting that our military back in 1944... they unleashed on a tyrant that would not be ruled by God, but their posterity today subjects themselves against the very people that those on June 6th threw off. Do we all understand this? And we need to understand as well that we're a blood-bought people. Let me go back to the news here real quick, okay? Murders. Oh, tons of them. Murder after murder after murder. The Supreme Court acting outside of its scope of authority. The criminal administration and the things that they're doing today. Namely, Buttigieg targets the GOP because the American people don't know that we're ruled by law and not by unconstitutional party systems. Now there's 101 of them, right? Just like there's over 1,100 denominations in the church, I'm going to continuously go back to the natural, to the spiritual, because at length, I'm teaching you that which is going on in the spirit. And again, how do we bring about resolve in the spirit? Preach Christ crucified. Bring him to the cross of Christ. Point the finger at, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Show them the price that he paid on the cross for our sins and what it took to wash away our sins, 1 John 1:7. That's what you do. You preach Christ crucified. We don't allow this, friends. After a weekend of gun violence, experts say, isn't it interesting, our forefathers in the greatest generation, because that's what we're highlighting even now, isn't it interesting, they were an armed bunch, weren't they? Heroic bunch, weren't they? Going to take down a tyrant across the seas, didn't they? Yep, that's exactly what they did, with arms. It's interesting how what our forefathers sacrificed themselves in giving us back then, it's interesting how politicians are trying to strip away what it is that those that sacrificed unto us and for us, they're trying to steal that away from us. If the people were brought to the cross in the natural and in the spiritual, do you think they'd put up with this? No way. Never in a million years. If they understood the price of freedom, would they tolerate corrupt politicians? Absolutely not. In the church, if you're truly thankful for what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross, would you allow heresy come from the pulpit or being preached from the pulpit the way that Americans do today? John 10:12? Absolutely not. Folks, look at the headlines. Oh my goodness. I mean, it's just garbage. 99% of it, folks, is who cares? It's just all propaganda, crime, evil prevailing, a communist government pushing forth, kicking the ball forward on the American people. And yet again, what I'm laying to your candor right now, friends, it's D-Day today. It's D-Day. June 6, 1944. Remember? A grateful nation, right? Does a grateful nation tolerate the things that they tolerate today? You're going to have to answer that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, please do. Go over to that of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page, and you will see us there live. The morning show is on the right side. But go to the top, SOL Radio Live, and subscribe to that page. You will always find us there 24-7, 365 days a year. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of the page as well. Again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you some video that we put together concerning the fruit of a nation. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is everybody's rejoicing over D-Day. And if they do, they should understand what they're rejoicing about and over, right? But on June 6, 1944, our boys, what they did, that greatest generation, they stood up against the tyrant across the seas and they put him down, didn't they? And what was the price? Their blood. Okay? We are a blood-bought people in the natural and first in the spiritual. And the reason I'm saying that, because I want to bring about resolve concerning what's taking place in this country, because if truly we are a grateful nation, that's what everybody was talking about after World War II. And let me remind you of something, friends. They said that during World War II that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. They were a grateful nation, America was. Okay? We have lost that. And the question that I'm laying to your candidate today is, did Americans forget? Because if they were truly grateful for the price paid for the freedoms that they have, they wouldn't tolerate what it is that they tolerate today. Let me show you the fruit of a nation that has forgotten the price paid for their freedoms. Cool? Check it out. Say what? Listen to what the Supreme Court said in the United States concerning the Ten Commandments.
If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments. This is
we establish the law through faith. Romans 3:31.
James Wilson, a signer of the Constitution and original justice on the United States Supreme Court and co-author of America's first legal commentaries on the Constitution, he said, human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine. Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. The divine law forms an essential part of both. In 1962, the 22-word unconstitutional prayer, Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependency upon Thee, and we beg Thy blessings upon us, our parents, our teachers, and our country. This prayer acknowledges God the same amount of times as the Pledge of Allegiance and a quarter times as the Declaration of Independence, yet this prayer was unconstitutional? In Abington v. Shemp in 1962, the court reported that only 3% of the nation did not believe in religion or God. The unconstitutional prayer was consistent with the beliefs of 97% of the country, thus making 3% the majority for the first time in America. In this prayer, we ask God to bless four things: students, families, schools, and the nation. Before 1962 and 1963, the courts used biblical guidelines in all four areas. George Washington warned in his farewell address, "Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion, whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds. Reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle." What happened to students after 1962?
Pay attention. Is this a grateful nation, friends?
Committed an oligarchy? That's where few rule over many? In doing their best to eradicate the Ten Commandments? Birth rates for unwed girls 15 to 19 years old have increased every year and have gone up 553% in girls 10 to 14 years old. Sexually transmitted diseases increased dramatically to a 226% ratio in students 15 to 19 years old and have gone up.
Is this a grateful nation, folks? Forget about our kids.
Ages 10 to 14 years old. Premarital sex up 365% in teenagers 16 years old, 271% in teenagers 17 years old, and 209% in teenagers 18 years old, and 1,000% up in teenagers 15 years old. What happened in schools after 1962? SAT scores plummeted for 18 consecutive years. The rates are so low that the Department of Education states that this is the first time in American history that we are graduating out a generation of students who academically know less than their parents did. The SAT test has been the same since 1941, yet there is nearly an 80-point difference between the two generations. In 1962, there were only 1,000 Christian schools, but by 1984, there were 32,000 Christian schools in the United States. Currently, 8.5 million students attend religious private schools, and SAT scores are nearly 80 points higher for private school students. These private schools even receive two-fifths less funding per student and are still topping the charts because of their teaching of Christian principles in school. What happened in the nation after 1962? Well, violent crimes are up 794%.
Is this a grateful nation, folks?
America is number one in the Western world in the following. Violent crime, divorce, teenage pregnancy, voluntary abortion, illegal drug use.
Listen to this. This is incredible. Is this a grateful nation? Only you can answer it, folks.
Recently reported that 700,000 students graduating high school could not even read their own diplomas. Who would know better than William Bennett, the U.S. Secretary of Education, when he said, in America today, the longer you stay in school, the dumber you get. English scholar John Locke, who influenced many of our founding fathers, was right when he said, wherever law ends, tyranny begins.
That's right.
Let me give you some factual knowledge. The federal government has no law.
Okay, so folks, I think you're getting the point here. This is not a grateful nation that allows statistically to go in the direction that it is today. I strongly suggest that we go back to Jeremiah 6:16, which is the old pass, and understand, friends, again, I say it every show, for a purpose, the message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I preach repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21. But when you look at the fruit of a nation that forgets God, we got to keep in mind where our rights come from. I want you to listen to John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. He said, posterity, you will never know. He's speaking to us. He said, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedoms. He said, I hope you will make a good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. And this is what I want to reiterate more than anything. How is it that a grateful nation allows heresy from the pulpits? How is a grateful nation allow corruption in a government? How is it a grateful nation that forgets its own kids? And first and foremost, how is it that a grateful nation has forgotten the very God that has bestowed his blessings upon us? Psalm 33, verse 12. Again, I can't answer that question for you, but what I can do is I can show you the awful price of freedom. And what I'm going to do on the other side of this hard break is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to roll out the price paid for our freedoms in the natural, and I'm going to bring them in, friends, to the spiritual. Again, read 1 Corinthians 2:14 when you get a moment, and you'll understand perfectly. Now, what you're going to see and what you're going to hear, folks, I've heard it 1,000 times. I've never seen or heard a better video or audio concerning the awful price of freedom and redemption. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back on the other side. For some of those people having issues on social media platforms, we're not having those issues here, just to let you know. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are continuing to discuss gun control legislation in both the House and Senate. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey is involved in the bipartisan Senate negotiations. Senator Toomey telling Fox News that modern background checks can be done very quickly.
Most firearm purchases do require background checks today. We could expand it to all commercial sales. I think that would make sense.
He also says there should be an emphasis on making schools safer, improving mental health resources, and that states should potentially consider red flag laws to take guns away from dangerous people. It's another daily record for gas prices. AAA finding the national average price for regular is up to $4.86 a gallon. That's a 25-cent a gallon bump over last week. This is USA Radio News. The Federal Trade Commission is releasing a new report regarding crypto scammers.
Federal regulators say cryptocurrency scammers have stolen more than $1 billion from thousands of investors over the past year and a half. In a report issued Friday, the Federal Trade Commission said more than 40,000 Americans were taken in by scammers since the start of 2021. The FTC went on to say crypto-related scams account for about $1 out of every $4 lost to fraud, more than any other payment method. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Apple is unveiling new features for its most popular devices to kick off its annual developers conference on Monday. The tech giant is expected to showcase its newest operating system, iOS 16, which reportedly includes a revamped notification center and lock screen for iPhones. There are also reports of upgrades to the Apple Watch and Apple TV. This is USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. What I'm going to do here, friends, is I just want to, by the way, again, this isn't coming from me. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can listen to people all day long tell you concerning the fruit of the ministry and what it is that the Holy Ghost brings through us. Okay, because that's where we're supposed to find our faith, 1 Corinthians 2:5, not in the wisdom of men's words. Or you can go over to 1 Corinthians 4:20 as well, read those scriptures. Also, 1 Thessalonians 1:5 just comes to my aid. But what I want to do is, friends, is I want to show you the price paid for our freedoms. Many people say that this is the best thing that they've ever heard and the best thing that they've ever seen. And again, it goes on for a minute, but the information is second to none. And you have to listen carefully because we're talking about D-Day today, which it is, June 6, 1944, okay, of the Greatest Generation, and how it was reported that that was a grateful nation for what it was that the boys sacrificed themselves to give unto us. And we are grateful as well. But we're talking about in the natural, and what we're going to do is we're going to intertwine this into the spiritual so you can understand exactly what we're talking about, because the question is did Americans forget? Because if they were grateful, they wouldn't tolerate what they're tolerating today in this country. So let's go ahead and check this out. A grateful nation. Well, let's see. This is the awful price paid for your freedoms. Check this out, friends. What does freedom cost America? The price has been our sons and our daughters, our uncles and our aunts, our grandpas and our grandmas, our cousins, perhaps our moms and our dads, those that were willing to take a brave stand against tyrants who didn't want to obey the laws that God had given to keep peace on this earth. Think, for example, of Hitler in the 1940s when he rose to power and committed heinous atrocities against his own countrymen and surrounding nations. armed forces all over the world had to stand up and fight for the freedom of mankind. The awful price of freedom was beyond anyone's imagination. Millions and millions and millions of people died in World War II because of a wicked tyrant named Adolf Hitler and his wicked regime. That was 2.5% of the world's population that was eradicated. Did you know that on D-Day in 1944, 150,000 men left their ships on Utah Beach? They boarded flat-bottom boats made by Andrew Higgins of Louisiana, and severe winds and vicious seas blew those boats as much as 2 miles off of course. When the troops arrived on the beach, their battle plans were totally obsolete because the military objective they were trained to take wasn't there. Amphibious tanks were supposed to land first on Omaha Beach, and then our troops go behind those tanks and then take the cliffs. The vast majority of those tanks sank in the English Channel, drowning the entirety of their crew before they even fired a shot. Most of their air support, the invading forces were told, would soften the landing areas, did more damage to cow pastures than they did to the Germans. In fact, it killed many U.S. troopers who landed the night before. And why is that? Because when the bombers came over it, it was overcast. And the bombarders waited just a few seconds too late to drop their bombs on the Germans. Trying to be cautious, they landed in cow pastures, and behind the lines of our own paratroopers, they were killed by friendly fire. General Rommel, the Desert Fox, built dams.
He committed suicide because he was a threat to Hitler.
The paratroopers landed in 4 to 6 feet of water.
The Desert Fox.
Many drowned because they were weighted down with 200 pounds of weapons to fight behind the enemy lines. The paratroopers who landed were miles off their course and miles off their target. They were kept from shooting each other because they had the child's toy called the cricket clicker, so that they could identify one with another. Some paratroopers had their planes explode into balls of fire in midair. Planes full of America's finest paratroopers died in a blazing inferno before they were even privileged to fire a shot. Some paratroopers were dropped right on top of German-occupied cities and were machine-gunned to death before they even hit the ground. Those who came ashore on flat-bottom boats were mercilessly machine-gunned together. When the tank door went down on many of the boats, machine gun fire raked those boats and every man was slaughtered before they even got into the water, much less the beach. Had Americans today known the price of their freedom, our posterity would be building rather than tearing down, honoring instead of dishonoring our heritage. As a matter of fact, our prison systems would be empty and crime would nowhere be tolerated. One thing we see through the American media, for example, practically every day of the week, no mention of the price paid for our freedoms, yet politics are being played out as if it's a game, and immorality is being spewed forth as to only destroy our foundations. Murder is the norm, and they say, if it bleeds, it leads. Look at a child. You see how he's so sensitive, even when he cuts his finger, he sees the blood and cringes at such a fearful sight. A child understands the value of life, and yet the media in America sells death for the ratings of the week? Look, America, at how you've been desensitized. If we go back and look at the price paid for our freedoms, we would understand that it was somebody's son, somebody's daddy, somebody's mommy, grandpa, aunt, or maybe perhaps somebody's uncle. Someone had to shed their blood for our freedoms. The media doesn't show you the price of these young people that are dying in foreign wars today. Let's go back 235 years to understand the price that our signers, namely of the Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights, when they paid a high price for the freedoms that we now have. Did you know that 5 signers were captured by the British as traitors and terrorists and tortured before they died? That's so we could have our freedom. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned so we could again have our freedoms. 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army, and another had 2 sons captured so we could again have our freedoms. 9 of the 56 signers fought and died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War, so again, friends, we could have our freedoms. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were laid to waste. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and children vanished. A few weeks later, one of your declaration signers died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Lewis Morris and Philip Livingston suffered similar fates. We all need to understand, friends, that freedom is not free. Freedom was given to do what we ought to do. It was not given to do what we want to do. In World War I, 116,516 Americans bled the battlefields red with their blood to give you your rights. Have you read the Declaration of Independence, where your rights were given unto you by your Creator? My grandpa served in this war. In World War II, 405,399 Americans bled the battlefields red with their blood to uphold the Constitution. Do you know the Constitution, friends? My uncle served in this war. In Korea, 36,574 men bled the battlefield red with their blood to ensure that you uphold your Bill of Rights. Do you know your Bill of Rights? My dad served in this war. In Vietnam, 58,209 men bled the battlefield red with their blood so you would have your liberty. My cousin died in this war. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, friends. And keep in mind, our veterans died magnifying the laws against tyranny. In Iraq and Afghanistan, more than 8,000 men and women as of December 2012 have died to support their country, our country, friends. Are you holding men and women in government responsible for the freedoms that these men and women died for? If not, then what did they die for? Them that serve, we the people, swear to uphold the same Constitution as them that serve in our military. If these men did not go to war on the behalf of the American citizens and bleed the battlefields red with their blood, we would not have the freedoms and righteousness that we now have. Brave men and women take a stand. They go to battle to stop the evils that are let loose, and they bled and died to put an end to all the evils that they went out, of course, to fight against. The cost, again, was their blood, their life. It was the blood of these men that was the price to end the evils they stood against. John Adams, the second president of the United States, signer of the Declaration of Independence as well, said, "Posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." How do we show our gratitude for their sacrifice? Well, we live for what they died for. Because we understand that our liberties were paid for with the blood of our veterans, we read our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, and the Bill of Rights, and we magnify the laws of our republic. As Patrick Henry rightly stated, we guard with jealous attention the public liberty and suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. After seeing the awful price of liberty, we refuse to tolerate the least offense against their sacrifices. In the spiritual, look to Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the man of war, he who died for the sins of the world, 1 John 2:2, as we look to him who died for us. You see, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, the innocent Lamb of God, might I add, who was taken by wicked hands and was mocked, scourged, and spit upon. He laid down his life, dying upon the cross of Calvary in our stead, friends, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, 1 Peter 3:18.
We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. We'll finish this off.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are just playing this out. D-Day, it is today, June 6, 1944. We call them the greatest generation. During that particular time, they said that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. It was reported widely throughout the United States that we were a grateful nation. I'm just putting it to the American people with a question mark. Did Americans forget this? Because statistically, we have forgotten this. And we have turned our backs against the very God that bestowed us such great men in the first place to establish the freedoms and righteousness within the gates that we so enjoy today. And, folks, what do you see today? A lack of gratitude. You see people that are willing to go ahead and just let everything fall apart rather than stand up and magnify the law against their crimes. Read Isaiah 42:21, folks. Read Psalm 40, verse 7. Go into the New Testament, go to Hebrews 10:7, going back to 8:10 of Hebrews as well. Again, establishing law through faith because Jesus never came to abrogate it. Romans 3:31. Let's get back to this. I'm going to rewind it just a little bit so you can see more of what you may have missed if you just joined us. Check this out, folks. The awful price of freedom.
Laws of our republic. As Patrick Henry rightly stated, we guard with jealous attention the public liberty and suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. After seeing the awful price of liberty, we refuse to tolerate the least offense against their sacrifices. In the spiritual, look to Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the man of war, he who died for the sins of the world, 1 John 2:2. As we look to him who died for us. You see, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The innocent Lamb of God, might I add, who was taken by wicked hands and was mocked, scourged and spit upon. He laid down his life, dying upon the cross of Calvary in our stead, friends, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, 1 Peter 3:18. Let's also look at the price of the martyrs, the apostles of Jesus Christ that laid down their lives and shed their blood for the spiritual freedom that we have today. Their sacrifice paved the way for multiple millions to find redemption and liberation. We know it as salvation, which is found in Christ Jesus our Lord, but at an awful price. Matthew suffered martyrdom by being slain with a sword at a distant city.
Most did not know this.
Mark died in Alexandria after being cruelly dragged through the streets. Luke was hanged upon an olive tree in Greece. John was put into a cauldron of boiling oil, but escaped in a miraculous manner and was afterwards banished to Patmos. Peter was crucified in Rome with his head downward. James the Greater was beheaded in Jerusalem. James the Less was thrown from a lofty pinnacle of the temple, stoned and beaten to death with a fuller's club while praying for his persecutors.
Boy.
Bartholomew was cruelly beaten and crucified.
Look at this, friends.
Andrew was bound to a cross where he preached
incredible to
his persecutors until he died. Thomas was run through the body with a spear. Jude was crucified.
These are the martyrs.
Matthias was first stoned.
You've got to ask yourself the question, what were they preaching, folks?
Barnabas of the Gentiles, the non-Jew, was stoned to death at Salonica. Paul, after various tortures and persecutions, was at length beheaded in Rome by the Emperor Nero. Such was the fate of the apostles according to the traditional statements. These men ran to the world to let them know, by demonstration, what the price of redemption was. They ran to the battlefield, this evil world, to preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, who is the great captain of our salvation, Hebrews 2:10. You see, the veterans in the natural bled the battlefields red with their blood to ratify the American Constitution. And in the spiritual, it was the Son of God who paid with his life's blood to ratify and make valid the Bible and the word of the covenant. That's why it's called a blood covenant. Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past to the forbearance of God. In Hebrews 9:22 it says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. Our sins are what put Christ on the cross. We are the tyrants who have brought sin into the world. What is sin? 1 John 3:4 says, sin is the transgression of the law. Speaking of God's moral law, the Ten Commandments. Psalm 19:7 states that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And in the New Testament, Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Therefore, it's the law that drives us to the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ. In Exodus 20, it states, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. The first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Anything that is attached to your heart in front of God is a violation of this commandment, whether it be money, cars, sports, your family, or even your friends. And it was also the Lord that says, there is none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. God the Father so loved the world that he sent his Son to die a horrible death for our redemption. John 3:16. Without Christ's sacrifice, we are without hope in this world and the next, and the Lord deserves to reign on the throne of our hearts before any other. The second commandment is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself to serve them. In other words, creating a God to suit your sins. My God doesn't mind me lying. My God doesn't mind me stealing or dishonoring my parents or committing adultery. No, you're right. Your God doesn't exist. In the natural, what would you think of a person who, after seeing the sacrifice of his brothers and sisters to uphold the laws of our republic, went and fraternized with the enemy of his country and served them instead of obeying the laws of this land? Would that be okay? No way. If you think the God of heaven doesn't mind the sin that put his son on the cross, you are violating this commandment. The third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. This not only means blasphemy with your mouth, but claiming to be a child of God when your actions prove otherwise. If you do not practice what you preach, you are guilty of breaking this commandment. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Sabbath day is a day in which we honor God and bless men, heart to God and hand to man. The fifth commandment is, honor your father and your mother. This means to hold in high esteem. That is, in the Lord, you obey God by honoring your parents. And then he says, you're promised with long life upon the earth. The sixth commandment is, thou shalt not kill. Jesus said in grace in Matthew 5:22, whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. The law said, thou shalt not kill. In grace, Jesus said that even if you're angry without a reason, you are guilty of breaking this commandment. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus defines adultery this way in Matthew 5. Whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. So it starts with the thought. And in 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The eighth commandment is, thou shalt not steal. Value doesn't matter. Whether you steal a paperclip or rob a bank, you are guilty of breaking this commandment in the eyes of a just and a holy God. The ninth commandment is, thou shalt not bear false witness. How many lies does it take to make you a liar? One. And you will be held accountable for every lie that you utter. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. Covet means to desire something that belongs to another, or lawless desire.
So, folks, we got through it again. If we are truly thankful for what the Lord has bestowed upon us, namely the greatest generation in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, and that of Christ, friends, in the spiritual, then we're going to live unto him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. We'll talk to you in 23.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.